to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for our short, and I say short because, you know, I can go long, wine review, and it's a Le Petit Tour. So initially when I got that, I thought it was French, but it's actually from California. It's from San Martin, California, but it's the Le Petit Tour winery. So what's up with this? It's a white blend, and this is what I had the problem with. I tried to find out what are the blends, and there was nothing listed. So you got Wine Insiders, remember them? Wine Insiders. They're not actually putting anything out to say what is the blend of this. So basically it's a table wine. So I wanted to have it because I was having some salad and I wanted something nice and chilled and cool. So I decided to break this one open. So these flavors that I'm getting from it is initially was kind of sweet, but on the dry end, like a Chardonnay. So you may have a mixture of Chardonnay and then that sweetness. And usually if you get from California, you know, they have maybe a Gewurztraminer, a Tremina, or a Riesling blended from that. But it has a lot more, a little sweetness than you would a Sauvignon Blanc, a Viognier, and even a Chardonnay. But it has that Chardonnay kind of texture and taste without the woodsiness, you know, because, you know, I don't like Chardonnays without woods. But it's more tropical smelling. So let me get a whiff and let you know about that. So they said, which I agreed, just the only one that I kind of agree with was the pears. You know, when you have like a fresh pear, you bite into it and you get that kind of smell and aroma that's there. That's all I'm getting from it. They said a lot of guava, pineapples. Yeah, I'm not getting that. So this is the Petit Tour. I hope I'm saying it right. Or Petit Tour, you know, T-O-U-R. So let's taste it real quick. So you get that sweetness on the front end and that I had, but it also has the tannins that's a little drier than I normally get from other kind of white wines, but it's an average wine. Lucky me, I got it for $8. So it's either $7.99 or straight $8. So as a compliment to what you're drinking or something you put there, you should be fine. This is an $8 bottle of wine. If you have that with a salad, with chicken, poultry in a sense, really a lot of light fish, this will be fine. It's not great, but it was something I wanted to pull out quickly. And luckily I didn't have it with something that I was really waiting, but not really complex, not a much to kind of get at. But see, if you see the texture is a little on the green tint side, that's why I'm thinking it may be a little of that Gewurztraminer or things from that. But other than that, I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. Go to urbanwinelife.com for the reviews or go to Bougie Black Brother Network. See you next time on Urban Wine Life. And don't forget to hit me up on Instagram or Bougie Black Bro.